Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Wednesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord and never forget all his blessings.
It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's.
The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end. He will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins.
As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are dust.
As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower of the field. The wind blows, and he is gone, and his place never sees him again.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word.
Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works in every place where he rules. My soul, give thanks to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You have compassion for the sinner, Lord, as a father has compassion for his children. Heal the weaknesses of your people and save us from lasting death, that we may praise and glorify you forever.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Lord, make me understand the way of your precepts,
and I will marvel at your wisdom.
From the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. If the ministry of death, carved in writing on stone, was inaugurated with such glory that the Israelites could not look on Moses' face because of the glory that shone on it, even though it was a fading glory, how much greater will be the glory of the ministry of the Spirit? If the ministry of the covenant that condemned had glory, greater by far is the glory of the ministry that justifies. Indeed, when you compare that limited glory with this surpassing glory, the former should be declared no glory at all. If what was destined to pass away was given in glory, greater by far is the glory that endures. Our hope being such, we act with full confidence. We are not like Moses, who used to hide his face with a veil so that the Israelites could not see the final fading of that glory. Their minds, of course, were dulled. To this very day, when the Old Covenant is read, the veil remains unlifted. It is only in Christ that it is taken away. Even now, when Moses is read, a veil covers their understanding. But whenever he turns to the Lord, the veil will be removed. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All of us, gazing on the Lord's glory with unveiled faces, are being transformed from glory to glory into His very image by the Lord, who is the Spirit. Because we possess this ministry through God's mercy, we do not give in to discouragement. Rather, we repudiate shameful, underhanded practices. We do not resort to trickery or falsify the Word of God. We proclaim the truth openly and commend ourselves to every man's conscience before God. If our gospel can be called veiled in any sense, it is such only for those who are headed toward destruction. Their unbelieving minds have been blinded by the God of the present age, so that they do not see the splendor of the gospel showing forth the glory of Christ, the image of God. The Word of the Lord.
With our faces unveiled,
all of us reflecting as in a mirror the glory of God,
are being transformed from splendor to splendor. We worship in the Spirit of God, and we glory in Christ Jesus.
All of us
reflecting as in a mirror the glory of God, are being transformed from splendor to splendor.
A reading from The Imitation of Christ. Turn to the Lord with your whole heart, and leave behind this wretched world. Then your soul shall find rest. For the kingdom of God is the peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. If you prepare within your heart a fitting dwelling place, Christ will come to you and console you. His glory and beauty are within you, and He delights in dwelling there. The Lord frequently visits the heart of man. There He shares with man pleasant conversations, welcome consolation, abundant peace, and a wonderful intimacy. So come, faithful soul. Prepare your heart for your spouse to dwell within you. For He says, "If anyone loves Me, he will keep My word, and we shall come to him and make our dwelling within him." Make room for Christ. When you possess Christ, you are a rich man, for He is sufficient for you. He Himself shall provide for you and faithfully administer all your cares. You will not have to place your hope in men. Put all your trust in God. Let Him be both your fear and your love. He will respond on your behalf and will do whatever is in your best interest. You have here no lasting city, for wherever you find yourself, you will always be a pilgrim from another city. Until you are united intimately with Christ, you will never find your true rest. Let your thoughts be with the Most High, and direct your prayers continually to Christ. If you do not know how to contemplate the glory of heaven, take comfort in the passion of Christ and dwell willingly in His sacred wounds. endure with Christ, suffer for him, if you wish to reign with him. Once you have entered completely into the depths of Jesus and have tasted of his powerful love, then you will not care about your own convenience or inconvenience. Rather, you will rejoice all the more in the insults and injuries, for the love of Jesus makes a man scorn his own needs.
In you, Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain.
In your justice, rescue me and deliver me.
You, O Lord, are my hope. From my youth I have trusted in you.
In your justice, rescue me and deliver me.
Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.